February enrollment for the Captivating Courtship Code is now open. Dates February 6th through the 17th. We are accepting a limited number of women into the Captivating Courtship Code coaching program, and this is specifically for women who want to attract a partner for marriage. If you are a high-achieving woman who wants to build her inner confidence so that your inner confidence matches your outer confidence, you want to master courtship after the first 30 days, and you want a real blueprint for commitment so that you can finally attract a partner and a relationship that will lead to marriage, then this is going to be the right opportunity for you. On our consultations, we'll be getting clear on three things: where you are in your love life right now, what's working for you and what's not, and where would you like to be in the next 12 months. We'll get clear on your next best three steps, and if you are the right fit for the program, we'll invite you to join. There's no risk and no harm in booking your consultation to see if we can help you to finally get on track with your love life and to transform your love life for good. So if this sounds like something that fits you perfectly, we would love to work with you. Go to captivatingcourtship.com/coaching and book your captivating session consultation. Link and information is in the show notes. Hey, I'm Zara J, relationship coach, author, and creator of the Passion Attraction Prototypes. And on this podcast, I teach high-achieving women like you how to break relationship patterns and create a match game plan so you can quickly identify and attract a compatible partner for commitment in less time using my six-step formula, the Captivating Courtship Code. Every week, I bring you lessons, reflections, and love-changing tips that have been proven to help my clients meet their partners and transform their love lives quickly. You're getting the inside scoop from my years of owning a matchmaking service and as an expert relationship coach that will take you from a wounded princess to a captivating queen of courtship. So, if you're ready to ditch trying to get him to commit, which are just anxiety-creating relationship tactics, and instead learn authentic yet intentional, proven relationship attraction techniques so you can finally have the partnership you desire, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Courtship Code Podcast. Hello, and welcome to today's episode of the Courtship Code Podcast. And today we are talking about 10 courtship secrets of successful women. As you know, right now we are in an enrollment period for our February enrollment, where we are welcoming new women to work exclusively with me and in the Captivating Courtship Code group coaching program. This year for 2023, I'm only working with a small select group of women in order to help them to transform their love lives for good, attract partners so that they can be on that road to marriage. So if that sounds like you, and it sounds like this is something that you want to focus on this year, something that is a priority, not just for right now, but for your life. You understand that having a partner, having a family, having a committed quality relationship will enhance your already amazing life is something that you want. You understand that your time is valuable as a woman, so you don't want to waste any more years or another decade trying to figure this out on your own. You're ready right now to commit to making this happen. Then you're the type of woman that I want to work with. So make sure that you send me a DM on Instagram or you book a call. You can either just send me a DM and say brainstorm, and we will book a very quick 15 to 20 minute brainstorm call where we would get clear on if working together actually could be potentially a good option for you and what that courtship blueprint would look like for you. Or if you're ready to take a deeper dive, then book a 60-minute captivating session, which will be our one-on-one session where we would get clear on where you currently are in your love life, where you want to be in the next 12 months, and what steps are holding you back. And if you seem like a great fit for the program, then I will extend the invitation. And either way, you'll walk away with the next best three steps for your love life. And you can book that call at captivatingcourtship.com/coaching. Information for everything that you need is in this episode's show notes. So let's talk today about sharing different courtship secrets that I've been able to witness and observe and help coach women through as a relationship coach in my years, been in the relationship industry for almost a decade now, helping women to attract partners and get engaged and get married. And I typically work with very successful and ambitious women. And with these women, one thing that most often misunderstand about them is that they're very confident on the inside, but oftentimes they struggle a lot with relationship anxiety or fears when it comes to trust or rejection or abandonment, or they tend to shrink with men in spite of the fact that they're actually really confident when it comes to their careers and on the outside. But when they're with men and when it's in relationships, that's the one area of life that they actually feel as though they aren't as strong and they aren't as confident, and they have a lot of internal challenges with that. So with these types of women, they do a great job at masking what's really going on in their love lives. They mask their feelings of feeling isolated or not feeling supported when it comes to their goals or when it comes to their life or when it comes to their love life particularly. They do a great job of masking how they actually feel. So I wanted to shine a light on these types of women, and maybe you're this type of woman, and I wanted to talk to you about 10 secrets that they often are holding inside that you may not know. I know because I'm on the other side of it. I'm on the coaching side and in the Captivating Course Recode coaching community, because it is such a vulnerable space and it is a safe space for ambitious, successful women who are looking to attract a partner. We often have really deep and vulnerable conversations that allows them to be able to share how they're actually feeling, what thoughts and beliefs they're struggling with, and how they're actually showing up in their love life. And when it comes to your girlfriends who are ambitious, successful, they're the strong friend, they're the one who seems to have it all together, you would be really, really surprised with how things really go when they are in a dating or courtship relationship. You would be surprised at how those conversations go, about how the text messages are, those super long, emotionally reactive text messages. You would be surprised with some of their clingy, needy, or combative behaviors, or some of their avoidance and fear when it comes to commitment and their fears of abandonment or rejection or disappointment. You would be really surprised with how these really accomplished, successful, quote unquote, strong women, how they actually are behind closed doors. So many confident, successful women are actually hopeless romantics. Hopeless romantics who are extremely resilient with relationships. They have a strong willpower. They have the ability to just keep going, even after heartbreak, even after disappointment. They don't fully give up on love. And I love working with these types of women because I fully get them. And for these types of women, having a partner, getting married, having a family, having someone to support you, just that feeling of being loved, like they love love and they truly do have a strong desire for it. And they want it, not sometime in the future, they want it now. And for these women, they will try again and again and again to meet the right guy for them and to try to attract a partner. And for many women who are successful and confident and ambitious, they don't actually have a problem attracting men. They attract men all the time. They attract men who are interested in them. They're able to build emotional connections with men and get men interested and engaged because they are interesting and engaging. But they oftentimes aren't able to attract committed partners or the committed relationships or have the type of love and support and value and respect in relationships that they actually want and desire. So with this will to keep going over and over and to try and try over and over again, one of the problems with these types of women, this particular group of women, when it comes to the dating and courtship process, is that they're so resilient that they continue doing the same things over and over again, thinking that they're going to have a different outcome. They tend to attract the same men, the same experiences. They tend to show up relatively the same from relationship to relationship, courtship to courtship. And they treat it like they treat their career goals, where if I just work hard enough, or if I just keep going, or if I just try to fix it, that maybe I will get the relationship that I want. And many of these women have what I call the trophy pattern, or they may have the love me pattern. And the thing is with these career goals and career-oriented women is that they don't understand that there is a blueprint when it comes to love and relationships. The same way there was a blueprint to get the career or the degree, and that you can follow a process just the same way in order to have more success when it comes to your love life. And if you allow yourself to embrace that idea and to look at that as a good thing, right? To drop this idea that you have to figure it out on your own and that you are strong and you are capable, so you have to just keep going and that eventually something will click and eventually something will work, and that you feel as though you have to be the one to have all of the answers. Everyone comes to you for help, so how do you go to someone else for help? You allow yourself to look at it like, well, when I went to go get a degree, when I went to go after this career, when I went to go build this business, there was a path for me to follow in order to have success. There were things that when you do this, then you have this outcome. And that there are certain key indicators that allows you to know, okay, I'm on the right path. You can do this with relationships as well. You don't have to struggle on your own. You don't have to try to figure it out on your own. You don't have to have shame or guilt and feel uncomfortable about asking for help or letting others know that you don't have it all together and you don't have all the answers, because on the other side of that, that vulnerability, there's a lot of beauty in that, especially when it comes to relationships. And even if right now you don't feel as confident on the inside, if you give yourself the privilege and the opportunity to release any shame around asking for help, being seen, being heard, and actually owning that this is an important aspect of your life, is something that you really want, and that you've already wasted enough years and time keeping up a facade of having all the answers and having it all together, and that you are ready to do something different, then you can have a lot of success. The number one pattern that I work with is the trophy pattern. Then after that comes the love me pattern. And I love working with these two groups of women. One, because like I said, they are resilient when it comes to love. And two, they are also hopeless romantics. They really, really, really do value and love relationships. So the first thing that I want you to understand before we get into these 10 things is that you are not alone. You are not alone, no matter how isolated you may feel, no matter how misunderstood you may feel, no matter how difficult it may be for you to be fully open and transparent about the challenges that you're having with men or in your love life, that you are not alone. There are other women that completely understand you and can completely relate to you and that are here and willing to support you in this process. And I also want you to know and to understand that you deserve ease. I know that if you are resilient and you are capable and ambitious and you're a goal-getter, that more than likely you have developed some sort of comfortable relationship with struggle, whether you realize it or not. And this urge that you have when it comes to proving and doing and making things happen under pressure and allowing yourself to push through, right, that resilience that you have is a great skill, and it's an excellent quality that you have allowed yourself to develop over time, maybe because of childhood, maybe you're the oldest, or maybe you've always been the more capable one out of your siblings, or maybe you're the only child and you had to be very independent, or maybe once you reached adulthood, just the relationships that you've had, you've learned to depend on yourself and you've learned to keep pushing and to keep going, and you're a survivor, and those are great things. Your independence, your ability to go get, all of those things are wonderful qualities. And you also deserve to have more ease in your life. You also deserve to be supported. You also deserve to be loved and to be seen and heard and valued and respected and to be guided and to allow yourself to surrender and release the control of how things have to happen and be open to being in flow with it and just allowing yourself to do something different and allowing yourself to take some steps forward. So I want you to get out of a space of doing the same thing over and over and over again, thinking that something will change, because when you do that, you're just going to keep touching fire. And I don't want you to keep playing with fire. I want you to lessen the chances of you getting burned. I want you to not get burned at all. I want you to get into a space where you are actually attracting the type of relationship that you want and not shrinking with men, and into a space where you are actually doing something different when it comes to your love life so that you can have different results. So let's talk about the 10 things that I've learned, 10 secrets that confident, successful women have when it comes to the courtship and dating experience. The first thing is that they experience a lot of anxious overthinking. This is something that many women who are high achievers, who are analytical, logical thinkers, systematic thinkers, they often have a lot of anxious overthinking. They're always strategizing, planning, trying to figure out an answer to solve their problem. And that's not a bad thing. But if you're thinking from an anxious perspective and an overthinking perspective, then you're triggering a lot of low value emotions within you that's going to cause emotional reactivity. Now, that may cause you to clink and anxiously attach, or it may cause you to run away and to avoid out of fear of getting hurt or disappointment. But they tend to experience a lot of anxious overthinking, although on the outside, they may appear to have it all together. Number two, a lot of confident, successful women quickly emotionally attach. Now, this is something, and I'm not sure if I have this on my list, so I may revisit this, but they quickly emotionally attach. But I also want to add this in here too. For those who have the sexual pattern, if you're not familiar with your prototypes, if you're not familiar with your relationship patterns, you can check them out for free at captivatingcourtship.com/breakup. But many confident, successful women, they're anxiously attached and they also have the sexual pattern, which means that you are prematurely engaging. And it may not be sex in itself, but it could be using your sexuality as a way to gain validation. And then once you do that, you feel very low value. You feel like you've given some of your power away and you get really, really anxious and needy. Even if you don't have the sexual pattern, many overachieving women, or I don't want to say over, but high achieving women and confident, successful women get very emotionally attached quickly. Now, they may not show it on the outside, but I know what goes on in those text messages. I know what goes on behind closed walls. And that's why they're having so much anxious overthinking. They get very emotionally attached very early on, and they tend to feel like men like the idea of them and not the real them. But that's typically just a projection about how they're actually thinking of men. They get really emotionally attached to the men that they're getting to know, and they find themselves liking the idea of who these men are and not the real men. And then once those men start showing who they actually are, they're so attached that they have a difficult time walking away. Number three, for many confident, successful women, on the inside, they feel as though they have to apply pressure in order to get a man to commit. Now, this is something that I'm going to be focusing on a lot more in the CCC program, because as we're moving into the modules that goes towards the 90-day period and we're getting more clear on how to have those commitment conversations. So if you are someone and you find yourself getting to 30 days, 90 days, maybe even 6 months with a man, but he's not fully committing, or you're in situationships or the relationships aren't moving forward, and whenever you talk about commitment or where the relationship is going, it turns into conflict, or you are scared to have these conversations because you're afraid of being rejected or hurt or disappointed, or you're not going to get what you want, so why even bring it up? Or you're afraid that if you do bring it up and you hear an answer that you don't want to hear, then it's going to force you to end things, and you're scared and you're not ready to end things, so you just avoid having those conversations altogether. Then learning how to have commitment conversations and the videos and information that we provide for you in the CCC program to help you with that will be very beneficial. But for many successful high achieving women, even the ones who are very, very articulate, they feel as though they have to apply pressure. I'm sorry, let me take a drink. Drinking my kombucha. They feel as though they have to apply pressure to get a man to commit. Now, number four, many successful, confident women, on the inside, they don't actually feel worthy or good enough, or that a man would want to commit to a woman like them. This is also something that's very common, and I think this is something that's not enough light is shed on the fact that so many women who are confident on the outside, they're confident in their career, they're confident in their intellect, they're confident in their ability to articulate themselves, they're confident when it comes to their physical looks. On the inside, they don't actually feel good enough or worthy for a man to commit to, or they have a belief that men don't commit to women like them. Whether that's because they have been rejected or let down so many times, whether that's because they saw their ex commit to a woman who seemed softer or easier or more feminine than they are, or maybe it's because they have some childhood wounds or family history wounds or wounds around their personal image, or anything on the inside that they're still very emotionally triggered by that causes them to feel unworthy and not good enough for a man to commit to. Many, many women who are confident on the outside struggle with this internally. And they do a great job of masking it. And a lot of people, even some of their best friends, don't know that on the inside, they actually don't feel good enough for the type of relationship that they want. Number five. Many confident, successful women have a fear of being seen as too masculine. So what they do in return is they shrink themselves when it comes to men. So they have a fear of not being seen as feminine, or their career accomplishments or their income level or their educational status makes them masculine or makes them less desirable to men. So they tend to shrink themselves and not fully own how great and worthy and amazing and valuable they actually are. They have a fear that men will want them for those aspects, so they downplay it so that men aren't with them for their income status or their educational status or for their degree accomplishments or anything like that. They shrink themselves so that they feel as though this will allow the man to shine or allow the man to feel superior. And these are women that are really, really confident on the outside. I like the example, if any of you are familiar with Kenya Moore on the Atlanta Housewives. I say all the time on here, I'm a big Housewives fan. I watch all the franchises. Miami is number one right now. Love the Miami franchise. But Kenya Moore is a perfect example of this. A woman who's literally a beauty queen. Gorgeous woman, one of the most gorgeous women. Beauty queen, successful when it comes to her accolades, entrepreneur. She's just absolutely amazing. Beautiful home, beautiful car, just everything about her is amazing. But when it came to her marriage and the man that she chose to partner with, she really, really shrunk herself in order to please him, in order to seem more appealing, in order to not outshine him. She really shrunk herself, and that led to attracting a toxic, narcissistic spouse. And attracting men who are toxic, who are narcissistic, who do not fully value or respect you, this is common for many women who are successful and confident on the outside, but how they show up with men and in relationships is completely the opposite. They lack boundaries. They have a fear of being fully seen and authentic. They become a chameleon in order to be more lovable, in order to be more attractive. And this causes them to actually attract incompatible men and to attract men who will not fully respect them or see their value. Number six, and that goes right into number six. Number six, for many confident, successful women, they lack boundaries and are scared to ask for what they want in a relationship because they have a fear of the man abruptly ending the relationship, or they don't believe that they can have it, so why bother? Now, this is also important for me to point out that these women are not mild or meek women. These women are not women that are scared to ask for what they want or to assert their voice in other aspects of life. But when it comes to relationships or when it comes to men, they have a fear of setting and keeping, because it's really important to understand you can set a boundary, but you may not actually keep it. You may negotiate with it a lot. They have a hard time of setting and keeping boundaries because they're scared to ask for what they really want or what they really need, or to set a boundary because they have a fear of a man abruptly ending the relationship. They have a fear of abandonment, and they're always waiting for the shoe to drop. So they don't want to ask for what they want because they're afraid to be disappointed or to be left. So this is something that so many confident, successful women struggle with behind closed doors in relationships. Number 7, they often feel undesirable because they may be labeled as strong, combative, too opinionated, or too emotionally reactive. Yes, women who are composed on the outside and confident on the outside in the relationships with the men that they are seeing, they may have been labeled, you're way too emotional, you're combative, you're way too strong, you're way too independent, you're way too opinionated. And for those women, they have a hard time feeling as though they can fully be themselves and loved for who they are. So they don't feel like they're fully desirable because they feel like these aspects of them make them less deserving, less desirable, and less appealing to the types of men that they want. And for these types of women, they really want masculine men and men who are strong leaders because they are confident and strong leaders typically themselves. So they want men who also have those attributes. So they tend to have this like power struggle in relationships, and that causes a lot of conflict. Number 8. Many confident, successful women settle a lot with men when they are going after men who look great on paper. So for this particular groups of women, they tend to have an easier time than some other groups attracting men who look good on paper. They attract men who have the looks, or they have the career, or they have the income, or they have the education, or they have the material things. But that's as far as it goes. These men look great on paper. But these same men don't commit. They're not emotionally available. They're not treating them with love and respect. They're not showing them that they're valuing them. They're not moving their relationship forward. But because these men look great on paper, the women tend to settle for less. And if you are settling for less when it comes to the type of relationship you want or the type of treatment you want, but you believe or you think that you're not settling because the men look great on paper, I want you to really take time to evaluate what's really important to you. Status and someone who looks great on paper, and there's nothing wrong with wanting status, but if it's not coming with commitment and love and being valued and you feeling supported, you having the type of relationship that you actually want, then you're trophying these men and ignoring the fact that you're actually settling for less. Number 9, many confident, successful women have a hard time believing in their value beyond what they can do. So beyond their career accomplishments or their education or their income, what they can buy, what they can afford, or what they can do for someone else, how they can fix someone else's lives, how they can help someone else's business, especially in dealing with the men, how they can help him with his children, how they can help, like they're always in the doing. And that is how they prove their worth. For many successful women, when they are early in the dating phase, in the dating and courtship phase, getting to know a man, the way that they prove that they're a good woman is by doing and giving. Either they'll buy gifts, or they'll pay for dates, or they will try to figure out how can they get in and try to help him as quickly as possible. Not necessarily is it coming from an authentic place where the relationship has naturally built and progressed to that point, but it's in a way of saying, hey, look at what I have to offer you. Hey, look, I'm a good woman. Hey, this is why you should choose me. So it's important to be conscious and aware if you're naturally a doer and you're naturally a giver, are you showing up like this and not focusing on who you are being? And are you connecting from your feminine and from a place of being and not a place of doing? Are you confident that you can be loved and valued for who you are and not simply what you can do? Number 10, the 10th thing that I'm sharing with you today is that for many high achieving and successful, confident women, believe it or not, they experience some of the most painful breakups. And they go through this often in isolation, and it hurts them a lot more than they will typically lead you to believe. Many confident women suffer in silence when it comes to their love life, when it comes to disappointment and rejection. And they take their breakups really, really hard because for them, it triggers feelings of failure. Failure and rejection. And if you're a woman who's ambitious and you're a go-getter and you're high achieving, you value being a success in your life. You value being able to make things happen. You value being able to accomplish what you put your mind to. So having such a difficult time with having success in this area of your life and not being able to figure out why or what's wrong or why wouldn't he want to be with you or why wouldn't he commit or why do you have to keep going through the same thing over and over again, it hits really hard. And that's okay if you feel that way. It's okay if you take it hard. But for many of these women, they go through really, really traumatic and painful breakups. And they suffer in silence and in isolation because they're afraid of letting people know just how much they're actually hurting, just how much they haven't actually healed from that ex or from that short-term relationship that felt like a whirlwind. It felt like it should have led to commitment, but after a few weeks or a few short months, the guy just ghosted or abruptly ended things, and they are absolutely crushed. For many women, they don't share that pain and let that be seen. So then they stay in that loop of going through the same thing over and over and over again because they're scared to ask for help and to be vulnerable and to let people know, hey, I'm actually really hurting inside when it comes to this aspect of my life. So three ways that we help women in the CCC program who are experiencing these 10 areas that I mentioned today. The first one is working with the loop of trust. So right now you may be operating in a place of fear and distrust. And when you're operating in a place of fear and distrust, then you're going to be running on a loop of experiences and you're going to be in the same place with those relationship patterns and feeling anxious, feeling overwhelmed, feeling fear of getting hurt, of disappointment, of abandonment. You're going to go after experiences. Your lens is going to be focused on attracting men that are actually going to be the same types of men with just a different face. And you're going to be drawn to those types of men like a moth to a flame. And then those men are going to be non-committal and they're going to be emotionally unavailable, or they're going to put you through the same type of relationship that you already went through. And then you're going to experience the same type of experiences that you've already experienced, which is going to make you more fearful, more anxious, and make you struggle with trust even more. Then you're going to attract the same type of guy, then the same type of experience. So you're just going to stay in that loop over and over and over again. And this could be for months. It could be years. For some women, it's for decades. So we help you to understand how to break those patterns, what the loop of trust is, and then help you to understand, just with getting started with the courtship process, how to do the first 30 days of courtship differently so that you are the chooser, you're on your throne, you're in a place of understanding how to properly qualify a man quickly so that you're no longer wasting time. And you're also not attracting more of the same types of men and experiences. Now, the second thing is we help you with the courtship blueprint. So we have a courtship blueprint that teaches you how to court for a commitment in 5 simple steps. It's an easy 5-step process so that you understand exactly where you are in the courtship to commitment process so that you have clarity and understanding. And that way you're not giving away your power. You don't have to shrink. You don't have to be fearful when it comes to setting and keeping boundaries. You don't have to question where the relationship is or if this man is commitment ready. You're going to have all of those things in your blueprint. So we provide you with that so that you can fill in the blanks about why your relationships are no longer moving forward or why the man isn't committing, why the relationships aren't moving into commitment. So you actually have a clear path to do things differently. And then the third thing is that we help you with those commitment conversations. Now, as I mentioned earlier, for many successful, confident women, they're really articulate communicators. But there may be some challenges when it comes to effective communication for relationships and being able to handle commitment conversations in a way that doesn't cause conflict or fear or you shrinking yourself, but being able to have commitment conversations in a way that will actually allow the relationship to take the next step forward and it's safe for both of you to do that. So we have a way to teach you how to have these conversations and the skills that you need when it comes to communication so that you're not just an articulate communicator, as I'm stumbling on my words. You're not just an articulate communicator, but you also are effective in being able to bridge the gap in relationships so that you are creating a relationship where you guys both feel safe, trust each other, and feel good about securing the relationship. So if this is something that you would benefit from and that you are ready to work on, that you're ready to have a courtship blueprint, understand how to have commitment conversations, and that you want to just get started with doing the first 30 days of courtship differently so that you are stepping out of that loop of distrust and stepping into a loop of trust and high value connection and captivating queen energy, then go to the link in the show notes and book your captivating session. This is a 60-minute call, one-on-one with you and I. And we're going to sit down and we're going to get clear on your next best steps, the 3 next best steps for you to move your love life forward. We're going to get clear on where you are in your love life, where you want to be in the next 12 months, and what exactly is holding you back. From there, I'll be able to assess what's going on with your love life and what are the 3 next best steps for you. So I want you today to give yourself permission to be supported. Give yourself permission to get the clarity and get the answers that you need in order to actually move your love life forward, because you deserve to have the type of quality of life and the type of relationship that you want. The CCC community is 100% a safe space, and it's a space and an experience that for most women who come into the community say that they have never experienced being so seen, so heard, and being able to practice vulnerability and be so vulnerable because they're finally in a place where other women fully get them. So I want to speak with you and I want to see if I can help you to attract a quality, committed relationship that will lead to marriage and to help you to get there using the proven process that I have developed from almost a decade of being in the relationship industry and helping women to meet their matches, get engaged, and get married. So if you want this blueprint and you want help with this, you can either send a DM on Instagram and say brainstorm, or you can go directly to the link in the show notes, complete your small application. It only takes about 2 minutes to complete the application and book your 60-minute consultation. Can't wait to speak with you. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. February enrollment for the Captivating Courtship Code is now open. Dates February 6th through the 17th. We are accepting a limited number of women into the Captivating Courtship Code coaching program, and this is specifically for women who want to attract a partner for marriage. If you are a high achieving woman who wants to build her inner confidence so that your inner confidence matches your outer confidence, you want to master courtship after the first 30 days, and you want a real blueprint for commitment so that you can finally attract a partner and a relationship that will lead to marriage, then this is going to be the right opportunity for you. On our consultations, we'll be getting clear on three things: where you are in your love life right now, what's working for you and what's not, and where would you like to be in the next 12 months. We'll get clear on your next best three steps, and if you are the right fit for the program, we'll invite you to join. There's no risk and no harm in booking your consultation to see if we can help you to finally get on track with your love life and to transform your love life for good. So if this sounds like something that fits you perfectly, we would love to work with you. Go to CaptivatingCourtship.com/coaching and book your Captivating Session consultation. Link and information is in the show notes.